Isabel 当翻译的。
So originally we had Isabel as the translator.
然后呢 ，Isabel 因为有事不能来。
But she got something to do, so she cannot make it here today.
所以说她就让 Sarah.
Then she gives work to Sarah.
Sarah 生病了。
Sarah is sick.
所以说我们就请了一个男 Sarah.
They asked me. Okay.
就是 a male version of Sarah. 文博。
Okay.
他今天早上才知道的。
Yeah, you know, they told me this morning at 9 o'clock.
所以说呢，大家就要原谅啊，如果翻译的不好。
So is there anything I didn't do well? So just please forgive me.
但是我相信他会翻译的非常好的。
Thank you. So I try my best.
我对他很有信心的。
So
好。
All right.
那我先做一个祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你把弟兄们我们两个放在台子上，我们能够站在你的面前，实在是你的怜悯，你的恩赐。主，我们把今天早上的时间都恭敬仰望在你的手上。主，求你真的是高孩子的口，也高文博的口。主，你高我们会众人的心，让我们听了你的道以后，真的是在心里有根有基，能够行你的义。我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。
阿门。
我今天讲到是讲耶稣超越律法。
So we're talking about how Jesus is above the law.
这个旧约呢是把律法从外面灌到里面去。
So in the Old Testament, when people talk about the law, it's from outside to inside.
但是新约呢是从里活到外面。
But in the New Testament, Testament, when people talk about the law, it's from the inside out.
好，我来先试一试啊。好，我每次第一个。好，这个我们今天要读的经文呢是马太福音第五章17-48。
So we're going to discuss the verses from Matthew chapter 5. Verses 17-48.
好，本来我只是有中文的 ，Sarah 叫我把英文放上去。
So I have both Chinese and English.
好，第一十七节，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是废掉，乃是成全。
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
I tell you that the truth until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke or of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
好，这个就是希伯来的一个文字。
So this is a Hebrew.
我来看看这个点啊，哎，你看它这个小点啊，就是很细小的，就有很大的差别。
So they have those tiny differences from the writing.
耶稣说啊，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
Okay, so Jesus said, you know, not the smallest letter will disappear.
啊，这个就是讲的这样，所以说耶稣不是来废掉律法的。
So Jesus is not coming to abolish the law.
好，我看看啊，这个十九节这样讲了，所以无论何人废掉这律命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里成为最小的。
So in the verse 19 it says, therefore anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
但无论何人遵循这律诫命，又教训人遵循，他在天国要成为大的。
But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的欲若不胜于文士和法利赛人的欲，断不能进天国。
For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
文士和法利赛人很遵循律法的。
So the teachers and the Pharisees are those people who follow the law closely.
他们是律法的楷模。
So they are examples of following laws.
但是耶稣在这里这样讲的。
So but Jesus said,
你们的义要超过他们的义。
So they need to surpass their righteousness.
这样你们才能进天国。
Then you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们看耶稣是怎么讲的啊
？So we will see, you know, what Jesus says.
那么我们都知道，在旧约律法里面呢
，So in the Old Testament,
有十诫。
So we got the two, ten commandments.
那么前五诫呢，都是讲人和神的关系。
So the first five talking about the relationship between God and human.
然后呢，可能第五诫呢讲尊重父母。
Okay, then from the fifth, then talking about how you're going to respect your parents.
但是后面五节呢，就是讲到这个不可杀人。
Then the last five is talking about not to murder.
不可奸淫。
Not commit adultery.
不可偷盗。
Not steal.
不可做假见证。
Not give false testimony.
不可贪婪。
Not covet.
我觉得。耶稣在讲这五条。
Then Jesus is talking about those five.
那我们先看第一个。
So let's begin with the first one.
不可杀人。
So not to murder.
耶稣就这样讲的。
So Jesus says,
你们听见有吩咐古人说不可杀人，又说杀人的难免受审判。
So you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
这个是旧约里面定好了的，大家都听到过这些话，不可杀人。
So this is from the Old Testament, and everybody heard it.
然后只是我告诉你们。
But I tell you that.
这个耶稣一下就。话锋，他话一转，他就用那个指示。
So he Jesus suddenly changed his tongue using the word but.
哇，这个指示很了不起啊。
This is a great way of saying it.
啊，他说，只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment.
凡骂弟兄是拉加的。难免公会的审判。
Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court.
什么是公会呢
？What is a court?
公会好像是美国的最高法院一样。
So it's like a supreme court in the United States.
他当时在犹太人有72个人成为这个公会。
So in the Jewish society, you have 72 people. You make up this court.
做重大的决定。
So making all those important decisions.
所以说你受到公会的审判的话，那这是一个很大的事情。
So when you are judged by the court, it's a great deal.
然后呢，骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
So anyone who says you fool will be in danger of the fire of hell.
哇，在地狱里面是不好受的。
So it's not feeling good in hell.
这大家都知道的。
So everybody knows that.
好。那么什么是拉加，什么是魔力呢
？So what is the reckon? What is molly? Where is that?
实际上就是这个笨蛋的意思。
So it means stupid and fool.
啊，如果你骂一个人
，So if you call someone,
你这个人笨
，You are stupid.
你觉得这是骂人吗
？Do you think you are
这个是骂人
other people? Yeah, yeah.
这个是骂人，但是是最温柔的骂人。
So but in a most gentle way.
我家里人经常骂我笨。
So my family always call me silly.
啊，对啊，你看，所以说这真的是骂这个骂你是笨蛋的话，其实算不了什么的。
So actually, when people call you silly, you know, doesn't really mean. You know.
但是在耶稣的眼里
，But in Jesus' view,
这个就是杀人呐。
This is murder.
耶稣把律法提高了。
So Jesus raised the bar much higher. The law.
好，他说这样来个23节，我看是不是二十？等一下，好。所以你在祭坛上献礼的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨， 就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift.
这句话你看啊，23节里面他说弟兄向你怀怨。
So here in the verse 23, talking about your brother has something against you.
不是你得罪了弟兄啊。
Now you have something against your brother.
反过来的。
So it's another way around.
哎，弟兄得罪了你，你去和解啊。
So something has, you know, the brother has something against you, but you are the one to make peace to your brother.
一般来说，如果他得罪了我，是他来和解嘛。
Usually, if someone has something against me, then he should be the one come to make a peace to me.
耶稣反过来了。
But Jesus is saying the opposite way.
去和他和解。
So go make a peace to the brother.
你的献的祭不管用的。
So the offering you have is not working.
啊，然后，所以说你把这个礼物留到台前，赶快去。
So you leave your sacrifice in front of the altar, and just go make a peace to the brother first.
哦，这个是很紧迫的事情啊。
This is very urgent.
他说，你同告还在，你同告你的对头还在路上，赶紧与他和稀，恐怕他把你送给审判官，审判官交付于衙狱，你就下到监里了。
Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court.Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison.
我实在告诉你，若有一文钱没还清，你断不能从那里出来。
I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
所以说，因为你还不起债，你就被丢到监狱里了。
So because you're not paying your debt, then you are thrown into the prison.
你要出来的话，你要把债还清的。
So you have to pay your debt, you know, before you coming out of the prison.
这就是耶稣讲的。
This is what Jesus is talking about here.
那么这个有一段的它的历史背景的。
So we got a history about this verse.
我们知道啊，旧约有一个叫做赎罪日。
So in the Old Testament, there's a day called the Day of Atonement.
赎罪日是很重要的。
So the Day of Atonement is very important.
这个赎罪日啊，你要过赎罪日的话，你首先要把你的罪清扫干净。
Okay. So on the Day of Atonement, you have to clean yourself from the sin.
所以说犹太人呢就会25小时，也就是跨过一天了。不吃不喝，禁食祷告。
So usually the Jewish people actually keep praying and fast and pray, you know, for more than 24 hours.
然后还要洗得干干净净的。
And you know, wash themselves and clean themselves.
然后你才能过这个赎罪。
Then you can, you know, spend the day of atonement.
如果你想到谁得罪了你那一天的话
，So when you are thinking about someone against you on that day,
你必须要把这事情了结。
So you have to take care of this before you do it.
你才能过这个赎罪日。
Then you can spend your day of atonement.
哇，这是很严肃的问题。
So this is a very serious deal.
所以说这个犹太人很怕过这个赎罪日的。
So the Jewish people are actually quite afraid of, you know.Spending this day of atonement,
生怕他有一个债没有了清的。
Because they are afraid that there is some debt that they cannot pay.
好，耶稣说了这个话以后呢
？Then just after Jesus said all these,
我觉得3年以后呢，他就被钉了十字架。
So 3 years later, and he was crucified.
我想到这一点的时候，他说不可杀人。
So when I was thinking about not to murder,
谁杀了人呢？
Who committed murder?
可能是我们吧。
So maybe us.
我们肯定骂过人的。
So because we have, you know, we should have cursed other people.
有没有人骂没有骂过人的
？So anyone here hasn't, you know, cursed others?
哦哟，看来没有人举手啊。
So nobody raised their hands. So
那我反过来问，哦，你没骂过人啊？你
So there's a guy.
哇，好了。 有没有人骂过人的？
So who are here has, you know, have cursed other?
Oh, what's wrong?
So.
他骂过人，又没骂过人。
Okay.
He has a memory.
Okay.
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 好，所以说呢，我们都是杀人犯。
So actually, we all have committed murder before.
耶稣帮我们还了这个债。
But Jesus has paid the debt for us.
啊，路加福音。
So in the book of Luke,
二章十七节到十九节。
So in the chapter 23, verse 17 to 19.
Yeah, 是呀。每逢这节期，巡抚必释放一个囚犯给我们，给他们。
So therefore, I will punish him and then release him. Okay.
众人却一起喊着说：“除掉这人，把释放巴拉巴给我们。”
With one voice they cried out, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us."
这巴拉巴是因在城里作乱杀人，下在监里的。
So Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder.
最后巴拉巴被释放了。
Then eventually Barabbas was released.
耶稣被钉在十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
我们就是巴拉巴。
So actually we are the Barabbas.
我们今天活着。
So the reason we are living today.
是耶稣还了我们的债。
Is because Jesus has paid our debt.
其实我们欠耶稣一个债。
So everyone here actually owns Jesus a debt.
我们应该好好去爱其他人。
So we should actually love each other.
然后我们这样就可以还耶稣的债。
So that we can pay back the debt we own to Jesus.
那么耶稣继续讲了。
Then Jesus continued.
他讲到不可奸淫这件事。
And talking about not commit adultery.
你觉得他会怎么讲呢
？So how do you think he gonna present this?
你们听见有话说不可奸淫。
You have heard that it was said, "Do not commit adultery."
下一句怎么他会怎么讲
？So what's to come next？
大家说一说。
Anybody know？
可是是不是啊
？But again he used the word。
我们看啊，我们的他有这个 pattern 的啊。
So he
可是
，but
只是对不起啊，只是我告诉你们。
But I tell you that。
看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经和他犯奸淫了。
Anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
哇，耶稣的这个标准太高了。
Well, this is such a high standard.
我不叫大家举手了。
So I'm not going to ask people to raise their hands.
我也不叫大家不举手了。
So I'm not going to ask people to not raise their hands.
好了，我们继续讲吧。
So let's continue.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒。就挽出来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
若是你的右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去白体中的一体，不叫全身下地狱。
And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
耶稣讲得很严肃。
So Jesus talks about this very seriously.
所以说你如果是犯奸淫的话，你就把眼睛右眼挖掉。
So if you do commit adultery, you actually need to gouge out your eye, the right eye.
然后呢，把右手砍掉。
Cut your right arm.
那左手呢
？So what happens to the left?
左手和左眼都赦免了。
Actually, the left hand and eyes are forgiven.
所以说，我觉得真的光是从这句话来说，我觉得耶稣都赦免了我们。
So actually, from these verses alone, we can see that Jesus actually forgave us.
耶稣就是想说这个事情很严重。
So the point he was trying to make here is that committing adultery is very serious.
左眼、右眼、右手都要当。拿来当代价的。
So it's a cost of a right eye and a right hand.
然后呢，我们继续再往下看。
So let's continue.
他又讲到不可贪婪。
Then he talks about not covet.
我还觉得他这里面也讲到不可说谎。
then I feel that Jesus is also talking about not to lie here.
好，耶稣说又有话说，人若休妻，就当给他休书。
It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce.
耶稣会怎么说
？Divorce.
下面一句话，耶稣会怎么说？大家说一下。
Say,
but
again,
看那个古代的标准在那里了。But 或者可是可赛是不是？只是只是我告诉你们。
But I tell you that.
凡休妻的若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶这被休的妇人，就是也是犯奸淫了。
Anyone who divorces his wife except for a marital unfaithfulness causes her to become an adulteress, and anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery.
好，这个就是看，这就论到奸淫和说谎了。
So now he is talking about adultery and telling a lie.
好，我们看，哦，用马太福音的另一段经文来解释这段经文。
So I'm going to use another passage from Matthew to explain this.
这个是在马太福音十九章第三节到第九节。
This is from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 3 to 5.
那样好，有法利赛人来试探耶稣说，人无论以什么缘故都可以休妻吗？
So some Pharisees came to him to test him. They asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?"
耶稣回答说，那起初造人的是造男造女。
Haven't you read? He replied that at the beginning of the Creator made them male and female.
并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们念过吗
？And said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
哎，大家念过这个经文没有？在旧约里面。
Read this passage before.
在哪里？哦，好，他说在创世纪。对，创世纪创造人的时候，他就说了这句话。
So this is from the Genesis when God created all of us.
好，然后呢？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的，所以神配合的人不可以分开。
So because of this, you know, the man and woman now become the one body, and so because God made this union, and people cannot separate it.
法利赛人就问问题了。
So the Pharisees asked the question.
这样为摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休他呢
？So but why, you know, Moses, you know, said, you know, the man can divorce a woman.
在上面。
哦 ，OK
啊，对不起啊，这个还在上面。啊，对不起啊，有时候这字太小了，我都看不清楚，要回头看一看啊。他说摩西因为你们心硬所以许你们休妻但起初并不是这样的、
okay. Jesus replied that Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard and, but it was not this way from the beginning
十九章第九节这样讲的、
in the chapter 19 verse 9 it says
在那里啊好我告诉你们凡休妻定娶的若不是淫乱的缘故就是犯奸淫了有人娶那被休的妇人也是犯奸淫了
I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commit adultery
好这个就是马太福音五章三十二节一模一样的话
So actually it's exactly the same from the Matthew chapter 5
耶稣想说什么呢
So what is Jesus trying to tell here?
耶稣说不要为自己的奸淫贪念找借口说谎
Actually he's trying to tell us Don't find any excuse for adultery And don't tell a lie for it
谎言在那个时代已经堂堂正正的成为休书了
Because at that time People use a lie to become the reason for Or to become actually the certificate of a divorce
如果我想休掉妻子
Actually, if I want to divorce my wife,
我就给他一个休书。
I just gave him the certificate of divorce.
在当时的时代， 这个就是很普遍的。
So at that time, it's very common.
但是那个实际上是已经是奸淫了。
But actually, people were committing adultery at that time.
但是呢，但是很堂皇。
But they feel.
就是，但是做的很漂亮。
Oh, okay, okay. But they do it right, you know, from outside.
因为有一张休书啊。
Okay, because I get a certificate of divorce.
还盖了一个大章的啊，在我想的啊，这个美国最高法院的章盖上去了。
So get a stamp from the court.
所以说这个奸淫呢，已经成了一个好事情了。
So in that perspective, seems like the committing adultery become a good thing.
醒醒吧，这个就是耶稣的呼吁。
So wake up is what Jesus is trying to, you know, warning us.
因为奸淫已经是普遍泛滥了
，because it's quite common，
每个人都知道的
，so everybody knows。
但是这些人还敢过来问耶稣休书的事情
，but still they approach Jesus and ask about it。
好，然后就再讲到，回头再讲到不可说谎。
Then he continues to talk about not tell a lie。
好，我们来看啊，你们又听见有吩咐古人的话说。不可背誓，所起的事总要向主谨守。
Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but keep the oath you have made to the Lord."
啊，这个呢，就是他的出处，我想他的在《民数记》三十章。
Actually, it was originally from Numbers chapter 30, verse 2.
他就讲了几种。发誓的时候事情。
It's talking about different ways of making an oath.
如果人若向就男人向耶和华许愿或起誓，要约束自己不可食言。
When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word but must do everything he said.
然后呢，如果说是女子年幼没有未婚的哈，若向耶和华学院要约束自己，他父亲呢就要来为他保持誓言。
When a young woman still living in her father's house, when she made this oath, her father has to come out and keep his, you know, oath.
好，如果说他出了嫁呢，他许了愿呢，就是他的先生来约束他。
So if she marries after she makes a vow, then her husband has this obligation.
如果说是寡妇或者被休了的人呢，他自己的话呢，就要以自己的话为准。
So any vow or obligation taken by a widow or divorced woman will be binding on her.
所以说这个誓言是不是随便可以发的
？So you can't easily make a vow.
好，所以说呢，耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
啊，他又用了一个词，什么词啊
？So now he uses the word again.
But.可是，哎呀，耶稣太厉害！可是你们听到这个，他们原来怎么说？可是啊，一个说一个可是，只是或者只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起。
But I tell you, do not swear at all.
不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的宝座。
Either by heaven, for it is God's throne.
不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳。
Or by the earth, for it is his footstool.
不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城。
Or by Jerusalem, for it is the city. For it is the city of the great king.
好，不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能使一根头发变黑，也或者变白。
And do not swear by your hand.By your head, for you cannot make even one hair red or black.
耶稣就做了个总结。
Then he summarizes.
你们的话是就是就说是，不是就说不是。
All you need to say is simply yes or no.
若再多说，就是出于那恶者了。
Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
其实赌咒发誓的话，往往是有负面的效果的。
So actually, whenever you swear or make a vow, it brings negative effect.
哎，我们就看马太福音26:74。
So let's see the Matthew chapter 26:74.
有人说，彼得，你和耶稣是一伙的。
Then he began to quote down
有人说鼻子
somebody said you're with Jesus
啊，他就发誓发咒起誓说我不认识那个人。
Then he swear saying like I don't know the man.
然后鸡就叫了。
Okay, then 鸡就叫了，好的圈子。
哦，这算哦。The cock crow.
Okay, cock crow.
这个，好，这个就是耶稣是预言了。好嘞，好。啊，我是从中国大陆来的。
Actually, Uncle Zheng comes from China, mainland China.
在文化大革命中啊。
So during the Cultural Revolution in China.
哦，我们都最喜欢说一句话了。
So there's one thing we always say.
我向毛主席保证。
I swear to Chairman Mao.
但是你一听这个话呢。
So whenever you heard this.
你知道那个话不是真的。
You're pretty much sure it's not, it's a lie.
以赌咒发誓肯定是不是真的。
So whenever you swear to Chairman Mao.
这个我们太有经验了哈，这就是生活的常识。好。
It's the common sense.
然后我们再看不可下一个就是不可偷盗，不可这个什么呢？不可仇恨啊，还是好。
So then the next thing Jesus talk about is not hate.
好，他说5:38说，你们听见有话说以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
So here in chapter 5:38 says, you have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
我这把它重新再排列了一下啊。
I arranged the.
以手还手，以脚还脚，以落还落，以伤还伤，以打还打，在那里。
Okay, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, a burn for burn, one for one, and bruise for bruise.
这个就叫做说我要报仇。
So it's called revenge.
Get even. 啊，就是真的是。
To even out.
啊。好，我们在，我是从中国大陆来的啊。
Again, I'm from China. In
我们知道，就是我们毛主席这样说的。
This is a famous saying by Chairman Mao.
人不犯我，我不犯人。
You don't offend me, I won't offend you.
人若犯我，我必犯人。
You offend me, and I certainly will offend you.、Yeah.
好，哇，这个就是人间的常识。
This is a common sense again by people.
哇，耶稣要怎么说的呢？
But what Jesus says.
他用了个什么词啊？
Again, he used the word.
But, 哎呦，只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person.
哎呦，怎么这么一下就小了呢？这个忘了。
I can see.
You can say okay. 对不起啊。
No, no, I can see.
总有犯错误的时候啊。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过去他打。
Someone strikes you on the right cheek and turn to him the other also.
哎呦，人家打你这边，你把这边给他。
So someone hits you on the right and you turn the left to him.
这肯定是有病的啊。
So there must be something wrong.
有人要告你，拿你的礼衣，连外衣也由他拿去。
So if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic,
yeah,
okay, let him have your cloak as well.
对啊，人家告个官吏要想你里面这衣服，我这衣服还不错，领带也好啊，你就把这个也给他了，西服也给他了。
So, Uncle John gave everything to that person.
好。有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他走二里路。
So someone makes you to walk along with him for 1 mile, and you're gonna walk with him for 2 miles.
Yeah. 我们经常听到 extra mile 就是这个意思。
Awesome. That's where the extra mile coming from.
这个是从圣经来的啊。好，有人求你的就，对不起啊，我怪不得我没有。还在那吗？好，有人求你就给他，向你借贷的不可推辞。
Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
我们读这个经文可能感觉不太深。
So when we read this verse, maybe not have a strong feeling or opinion about it.
但是马克加百列就是从一个埃及来的从穆斯林转过来的这个基督徒。
So actually, this person called Mark Gabriel, who is converted from Muslim to Christian in Egypt.
他就读到这段经文五章三十八节。
He read this verse from Bible.
然后就往下读。
And keeps reading.
他这样说了，他说我的这个整个身体都在发抖。
He said when I was reading it, my entire body was, you know, shaking.
我说我这个。一辈子我都在学《可兰经》啊。
So I was learning the Quran my entire life.
但是一次呢，没有一次我是这么被这个神的，就是被神的话激励啊，被这样激励过。
Not even once, did I find words as inspiring as this one.
我和耶稣真的是面对面了。
I had come face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我时间都忘了。
So I lost all track of time.
他还这样说的。
He also said,
人家打你左脸。
So when people hit you on the right cheek,
你给右脸。
So you give him the left.
只有神敢说这个话。
So only God can say that.
没有一个人敢说这个话。
No one else can even say it.
就是这样的话语。
Because of this,
点到他的心。
Touched his heart.
他就成了基督徒。
And he became a Christian.
好，我们继续再看。
So let's continue.
这个好，继续来讲。他说：“你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。”
So you have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy."
这个爱憎分明啊，是犹太人把整个律法总结出来的一个总的概要。
So this is the summarized of the Old Testament by the Jewish people.
爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
这个应该说没错的。
So it sounds okay, right?
但是你觉得耶稣会怎么说啊
？But what do you think Jesus is going to say?
哎，我们看啊，哎呦，只是。
Then Jesus says again, but
我告诉你们要爱你们的仇敌，为了逼迫你们的祷告。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
哟，这个爱仇敌这个很难做到的。
It's so difficult to love the enemies.
我又是从中国来的。
Again from China, so everybody knows now.
啊哦，我怕他们忘了。
Okay.
因为我要引这段话。
Okay.
哎，有中国有个人叫毛泽东，毛主席。
So the famous person in China, 毛泽东。
他说啊，世上没有无缘无故的爱。
So there is no unconditional love in this world.
也没有无缘无故的恨。
Also no unconditional hate.
我们不能爱敌人。
We cannot love the enemies.
我们的目的是消灭这些。
So our goal is to destroy them.
这是人的常识。
This is common sense by human.
难道还有人不懂的吗
？Can anyone understand it？
这个是毛主席的话，
so、from,
写到的毛主席著作里面的哦。
This is from Chairman Mao。
没有人说他是错的。
Nobody criticizes it, saying it's wrong。
但是在耶稣的眼里
，But in the view of Jesus，
这是错的。
So、it is wrong。
因为耶稣用了一个词叫指示。
Because Jesus used that word, but.
啊，我这就想到一个事情。
So now we recall something.
这个英国和爱尔兰呢、啊，是有内战的，有一段时间。
So in the history there was a civil war between the British people and the Irish.
这个爱尔兰军就叫 IRA.
So the army from Ireland called IRA.
他这个 IRA 啊，不是收税的。
It's not a tax. The people who collect your tax here.
他是放炸弹的。
So they're actually doing the bombing.
1987年十一月八日。
So on November 8th, 1987,
IRA 呢就放了个炸弹。
They dropped a bomb.
然后有个人的女儿。
Someone's daughter.
这个人名字叫这个叫 Golden Wilson.
So this person was called Gordon Wilson.
他的女儿叫 Mary.
His daughter is named Mary.
他的女儿炸死了。
And was killed during this bombing.
这张照片是当时的事情发生以后照的一张照片。
So this picture was taken at that moment.
然后他就说了一句话。
Then he had this.You know, sentence.
这是我今天早上加上来的。
So, yeah.
他说啊，我没有一点恶意。
But I bear no ill will.
我又没有怀恨。
But I bear no grudge.
说再多的脏话也不能把我的女儿带回来。
Dirty sort of talk is not going to bring her back to life.
她现在在天上了。
She's in heaven.
我们以后要见他。
And we shall meet again.
我要为这些人祷告。
I will pray for these men tonight and every night.
今天晚上和每天晚上。
Tonight and every night.
耶稣说要为你的仇敌祷告。
So Jesus says, pray for your enemies.
他就为这个仇敌祷告了。
And he was praying for his enemies.
有一个历史学家这样讲的。
As a historian,And Jonathan said,
他说啊，在二十五年的这个，在这个地方的二十五年的这个历史中啊，没有一个这个话，没有这样的这个话有这么有力量。
No words in more than 25 years of violence in Northern Ireland had such a powerful emotional impact.
IRA 和英国后来就是签订了和平条约。
Eventually, the two sides made a peace treaty.
这个我相信这个人的祷告是发生了很大的作用的。
I believe this prayer coming from Gordon made a huge impact.
这个爱可以把敌人连在一起。
The love can unite the enemies altogether.
其实 IRA 它是应该说是天主教徒。
Most people in front of the IRA actually is a Catholic.
这边呢是基督教。
So here's the Christian.
但是后来和好了。
And they reunite.
这个是很好的见证。
So that's a very good testimony.
就是要为敌人祷告。
And keep praying for the enemies.
其实他们本来我觉得可能还是不是敌人的。
Actually, they don't begin as the enemies.
但是他们这个行为真的是。把这个耶稣这个话说出来了，行出来了。
But which what happened, leave what Jesus said out.
好，我们继续看。
So let's move on.
好，这样呢，你们就可以做天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照海，好人也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义之人。
Then you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
啊，你走到街上，啊，外面有太阳。昨天天气很好。
So when you're walking the street and enjoying a great weather like yesterday.
但是你昨天如果犯了罪的话。
But then you commit
sin. 我啊。你走到天上，走到外面，那个太阳还是照在你身上的。
But still, I feel the sun on me.
所以说，神的爱不分阶级的。
So actually, the love from God doesn't distinguish different people.
好的，坏的。
Good or bad.
好的，歹的。
Righteous or unrighteous.
他都眷顾。
He all love them.
OK, 我看看啊。好。今天早上写的哈。你们若担起你们弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人，不也是这样吗？我跳了，对不起。你们若担爱那爱你们人有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏，不也是这样吗？
If you love those who love you, what reward will you get?Are not even the tax collectors doing that?
你们若担起你们弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人，不也是这样行吗？
And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others?
所以说这两，就是说，你爱那个可爱的人。
So you love those people who were still beloved.
谁都做得到。
Everybody can do it.
你那个爱那个不可爱的人，你爱那个恨你的人。
So you love someone who actually hates you.
这是很难做到的。
It's very difficult.
你若是请每个请这些弟兄的安。
So when you greet the brothers.
那谁都做得到。
Everybody can do that.
太容易了。
It's easy.
但是耶稣要的是。
But what Jesus wants.
你做不到的。
Something you cannot do.
所以说这个刚才我讲到的这个马克这个加百勒，他读到神的话语的时候震撼了他。
So that's why when I mentioned Mark Gabriel, the God's word actually touched him.
因为这是不是人的常识。
Because it's against the human knowledge.
这是神才敢做的。
Only God can do that.
耶稣就是这样给我们做的。
Jesus did it for us in this way.
在路加福音二章三十四节。
So in the book of Luke 23, verse 34,
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们做的，他们不晓得。”
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
这个斯提凡也是这样说的。
Stephen from Acts also said.
他说：“主啊，不要将这归于他们。”
Lord, do not hold this thing against them.
耶稣和斯提凡。
So Jesus and Stephen.
当他们被打死的时候。
When they were killed.
他们是为逼迫他们的人祷告。
They were praying for those people who persecuted them.
这和人的常识完全相反。
It's completely against our common sense.
所以说，耶稣这样讲。
Then Jesus said,
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
古代的律法很好。
The law in the Old Testament.
只是。
But.
我告诉你们。
I tell you.
你们要做的比他还要好。
You need to do better than that.
这样你就可以荣耀。天上的父。
In this way, can glorify our God in heaven.
我想总结了，对不起啊，我这个没有英文的。
Yeah, so I'm going to summarize.
我觉得是这个把十诫中的五诫我把它列出来。
So I took five commands from the ten.
十诫的五诫有不可杀人、不可奸淫、不可贪婪、不可说谎、不可偷盗。
So it says, not murder, not commit adultery, not covet, and not lie, and not.
但是旧约呢，它是看外表，是消极的，是负能量啊。
So in the Old Testament, it actually looks at the outside, and it's pretty negative, in a negative way.
他当然也讲不可杀人，不可奸淫，修也讲不可奸淫啊。但是可以不可贪恋，还可以有休书休妻，不可背誓呢，他还是发誓，他是以愿还愿啊。
So actually, the way in the Old Testament actually seems to be like, you know, from the outside, right? So you follow the rules, but not actually have different ways thinking inside.
所以说呢，他还是爱有政敌。
So actually, they still hate their enemies.
他虽然爱他的
and, yeah,
爱自己的朋友
but love the neighbors and hate the enemies.
但是耶稣的不一样。
But it's completely different.
耶稣要看内心了。
And Jesus looks our inside.
是很积极的。
In a very positive way.
是正能量，用现在的话说。
Positive.
Positive energy, I would say. 好，他说不可怀怨。
Okay. So
不可杀人变成不可怀怨，连怀怨都不行了。
So okay, don't hate. 怀怨。
Complain.
Complain. Okay, don't complain.
不可有淫念
，Don't have a lustful thought。
不可休妻
，Don't divorce。
不可起誓
，Don't make oath, don't swear。
以德还愿
，So pay your以德还愿 ，OK pay back in
pay good for evil。
OK pay good for evil。
爱己仇敌
，So love your enemies。
如果你能做到这一点，你就是。天父的儿子了。
So if you can leave all that out, then you are son of God.
好，加拉太书五章十四节这样讲的。
In Galatians chapter five,
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话了。
For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command.
人就是所有的人了。
So here, neighbor means everyone.
你站对。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
现在文博就是我的 neighbor， 就是我的邻舍了。
So I'm his neighbor right now.
因为站得很近嘛。
Because we stand very close.
然后我走下去，你们就是我的邻舍了。
So when I approach you, you are my neighbors.
好，我们再看罗马书十章四节，律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的人都得着义。
From Romans chapter 10 saying Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
所以说我们要相信，我们相信耶稣的话。耶稣基督 我们相信耶稣基督，我们就得到了神的义。
So if we believe Jesus Christ, then we receive righteousness from God.
好，我们再看一段经文。
Let's continue to read Ezekiel chapter 6:36.
好，就是36:25，我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的罪孽，弃掉一切的偶像。
I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols.
我要给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉私心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
这里面他讲到
，So here it says，
他讲到新的心、新的灵。
Talk about the new spirit and new heart.
这是在里面的。
So it's inside.
是从里面。发出来的。
So it's from inside out.
我们能不能活出神的爱呢
？So can we live the God's love out?
我觉得可以的。
So I think we can.
你就让耶稣进来。
So you let Jesus get into your heart.
耶稣从里面活出来。
Then Jesus will live it, you know, from inside out.
你如果活不出来
，If you cannot do it by yourself,
也没有关系。
You know, it's okay.
我也活不出来。
I cannot do it all the time.
我就这样讲。
So then I will say the following.
现在活着的不再是我。
So the one I'm the living is not myself.
是耶稣在我里面。
Because Jesus is inside me.
所以说我活的不再是自己。
So because I'm not myself anymore.
我活着是耶稣。
I live because you know, Jesus is in me.
或者说。
Or in other words.
我做不到。
I cannot do it.
耶稣啊。
Jesus.
你来帮我。
Please help me.
这个我们可以说吧。
And we can say that, right?
啊。好，我们今哎反好，我们今年的主题呢
？And the thing of our church this year is live out the faith.
对，活出信仰。我们要从里面活出来。
So we need to live this faith out from inside.
我们的信仰不是一个教科书，不是只是在圣经里面。
And our faith is not actually a textbook. It's not only like from the text in the Bible.
我们要把它活出来。
We need to live it out.
好，感谢主。
Okay, thank God.
好，我做个祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你让孩子，让文博，我们在一起来传讲你的话语。主耶稣啊，真的是旧约的律法非常好，但是你说的只是我告诉你们，耶稣的律法超越了旧约的律法，耶稣的爱超越了旧约的律法。主，我们真的是感谢赞美你。主，你的爱超乎人的想象，你的爱超乎人的常识。主，只有你的爱能够把你的福音传扬出去。主耶稣啊，我们真的是，我们把我们所有在座的人，我们基督徒都恭敬仰望在你的手上。愿你的灵活在我们里面，愿你的话语活在我们里面。主啊，我们真的是愿意跟随你，把你的爱活出来，活出信仰。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
阿门。
谢谢。